Gittin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Gittin Bavli, Daf Peches, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Shir Mikvas Aget, Vekof Bedaf Hasheni, Ba'idim and Amatan Kosha. If you left over part of the get and wrote it in a second column, and the witness is signed below, then it's valid. Kof Ba'idim Marosh Daf Minasad, Oy Merach Me Achorov, the get Poshod Posel. If witness is signed at the top of the page or on the side, on the other side of a normal get, then it's possible. Hekif roisha shel zeh, basad roisha shel zeh, ba'idim emsa, shneim psukim. If two gittin are written on one page, and the head of this get is next to the head of this get, and they're written in opposite directions, and the witnesses are in between, both are possible. Roisha shel zeh, basad soifu shel zeh, ba'idim elmatam, es sha'idim nikrin, basoifu kosher. If the head of this get is next to the bottom of this one, means they're written in opposite directions, and the witnesses are below, the get that the witnesses, I mean, signatures are read at the end of it, only that one is kosher. Get shekosve evris ve'edav yevonim, yevonim ve'edav evrim ad echad, ed echad ivri ve'ed echad yevoni, ed echad yevoni ve'ed echad ivri kosher. If a get was written in evris, which is Lashon HaKodesh, and the witnesses are signing in Greek, or it was written in Greek and the witnesses sign in Lashon HaKodesh, or one witness is Ivri and one is Yevoni. If Yevoni is Greek, then it's kosher. Kosher v'sefer ve'eid kosher, ish pleni eid kosher. If the get is in a sefer's handwriting and one witness signed, then it's kosher. In ish pleni eid kosher, ish pleni ben ish pleni v'le kosher eid kosher. If a person signs ben ish pleni eid, it's a kosher signature. Ish pleni or ben ish pleni, even if he didn't write eid, it's kosher. Kosov chanichasoi v'chanichaso, kosher, kach hayunikei hadas shirushalayim koisim. If he wrote his family name and her family name, it's kosher. And so did the nikei hadas, means people who spoke concisely of Yerushalayim, that's what they would write. The Gemara says, ma'u shir, what did he leave over? Amav yosi b'rabun k'goin kayem choyer ubo'o. Yosi b'rabun answered it, even if he left over at the very end, meaning the phrase lasting and clear. They should say now, get makusha, kaposhut, kosher, vavad, me'achav. A tied get, that is like a poshut, means the witness is signed on the front, is kosher, as long as they sign also on the back. Rav amar, hadayonim chismim afal pi she'en yoidim nekweis, avayena yidim chismim elem ken hayoidim nekweis. Rav says that judges sign even if they don't know how to read, but witnesses may sign only if they know how to read. Amma yavai alai imasisi miyamai. Rav says, punishment should come on me if I ever did so, in sign as one of the judges of validating a document that I could not read, means such as if it was written in Greek. Amma b'chagai koimi rav yosi, leiba koimi rav kosav yavoni miyamai v'kaimi v'chaismav. Rav Chagai says a document written in Greek never came in front of Rav and he validated it through its signatures. If a pliga arav, get shekosoi ivris, ve'edav yevonis, yevonis ve'edav ivris, ed'echad ivri ve'ed'echad yevoni kosher. We have a question against Rav from our Mishnah. If a get was written in Lashon HaKodesh and the signatures are in yevonis, or vice versa, or one witness signed in Lashon HaKodesh and the other one in yevonis, in Greek, then it is kosher. Patala, k'shehayu yoidim l'kois v'hayoidim l'achtoim, I should say, o'shehayu yoidim es shneihem, the answer is, this is when the witnesses know how to read the document, but they didn't know how to sign it in that language, therefore they signed in the other language. Essentially, they knew both languages and signed in whichever one they wanted.
Our
Mishnah means that if a Sefer wrote a get and one witness signed is kosher, ish pleni is kosher, ben ish pleni is kosher, ish pleni ben ish pleni, and didn't write aid is kosher. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Dibya Kolhi, Rabbi Elazar says, our Mishnah holds that one who signs ish pleni or ben ish pleni must write the word aid. It's like all opinions, even like Rabbanon Rabbi Yehuda, who don't require writing v'dein to clarify that he divorced her through this get. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehudi, and Rabbi Yochanan says it's only like Rabbi Yehuda. Am Rabbi Yosi leibas midatay Rabbi Yochanan polik mishitasay eshivo. Rabbi Yosi says you don't need to say that Rabbi Yochanan argues with Rabbi Elazar in practice and holds that Rabbanan amachshe. Ishpani Ben Ishpani, even without the word Eid Midrash, he answered Rabbi Elazar according to his opinion that if the Dain and the need to write Eid are comparable, our Mishnah is only like Rabbi Yehuda. However, they are different. Even without the Dain, there are proofs from the get, the divorce letter of the get. However, if one does not write Eid, there's no proof that he signed to be a witness, and if you wrote his name and his father's name. Lav, we should say, Rabbi Do'ama B'Shem Rabbi Zeir, Mekevin She'ein Emonsu, Lezaveg, Kamishulai, Zivig. Is this not what my Rebbe, Rabbi Yuma, said in the name of Rabbi Zeir? Since Zivig means the Sefer wrote names in the get, and at the same time a man of this name said that he wants that the Sefer write a get for his wife with that name, isn't it not common? Even if Zivig occurred, it's as if Zivig did not occur, means the get is possible. Also here, if one did not write Eid and not his father's name together with his name, even if he intended to be a witness, since it's not common, it's as if he did not intend and he's not a witness. If he wrote his family or her family name, it's kosher. We have Bo, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu, I should say, Kosov, Ani, Kosher. Rabbi Bo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, even if he just said the word Ani, and he didn't write his name at all, it is kosher. Rabbi Bo, Kosov, Aleph, Rabbi Chista, Kosov, Samach, Shmuel, Kosov, Chalusa. Rabbi Bo wrote only the first letter of his name, Aleph, Rabbi Chista wrote the letter Samach, and Shmuel, to a date branch as their signature. We come now to the next mission of Halacha and Tess. Get Ma'usa B'Yisrael Kosher Ra'akon Pasul. If a Beis Din of Yisraelim forced a man to divorce his wife, it's valid. If Gentiles forced him, it is Pasul. Ra'akon Chayv Din Yisrael Ra'imilai Asei Mash Yisrael Ra'imilach. If Beis Din of Yisrael can't coerce him and the Gentiles beat him and turn to do like the Chacham Yisrael said, then it's kosher. Gemara says, Shmuel Amar, Pasul or Paisal B'Kohona. Shmuel says that if Gentiles forced him, it's a Pasul get, but it disqualifies them from her marrying a Kohen in the future. Shmuel Amar, Ein Ma'asim El Lepsulim. Shmuel says, we coerce only for forbidden marriages. Shmuel Amar, Ein Ma'asim El Almona L'Kohen Gadol, L'Gush V'Chalus L'Kohen Hedyot. Shmuel says, we coerce only for a widow to a Kohen Gadol, a divorcee Chalutza to a Kohen, a regular Kohen. V'Ataninan Shniyos. We have a question. The Mishnah says that Shniyos, which is marriage is forbidden with Rabbanon, in that case we also force him to divorce. Lo began Dar Amar Shmuel. And so Shmuel did not come to exclude this, rather he excludes a marriage that was initially permitted, means one who married a woman that still has no children after 10 years. Vatanan Amadeus Ishtoi and Anoisloi Ashishim Yoim Yamad Paunas Yosimikan Yoitsi Vietin Ksuba. We ask from a Mishnah that says if one forbade his wife from benefiting from him through a vow, after 30 days, he sets up a shliach to feed her. More than this, he divorces her and gives her a ksuba. Shemanu shemaitzi shemanu shekleifin. The answer is we hear from this Mishnah that he has to divorce her, but do we hear that he can be forced? Reviumia b'shem rav yisol she'isoi b'mase akum pasul. V'oime einizon m'farnes. Reviumia, quoting Rav, said that if Yisraelim coerced to carry out a Gentile's ruling that he has to divorce, it's possible, even if he said, I will not feed her and clothe her, in which case he has to divorce her. Tani, Rabbi Chia, Ra'akum, She'isib, B'mas Yisrael, Kosher, Afilo Amar, Eini, Zon, of Amifarnis. He said that if Gentile's coerced to carry out a Yisrael's ruling that he has to divorce, it's kosher, even if he said, I will not feed and clothe her, it's kosher through Gentiles only when they enforce the ruling of Yisrael. Amar, B'yosi, Masnisa, Makain, Ra'akum, Omim, Le, V'chotin, Oisei, there was support, as Rabbi Yossi from our Mishnah, the Gentiles beat him and telling him to do like the Chacham Yisrael say, then it's kosher. Rabbi Ashi, quoting Issi, said that if one says, I will not feed and clothe her, we force him to divorce. Rabbi Yemi Abar Koyme, Rabbi Abo, Koyfin, Rabbi Yemi asked Rabbi Abo, do we force him? Amalei, Madain, Isle, Imipne, Rechwa, Koifin, Mekoshukim, Imipne, Chayin, Efesh. They have no answer that you still need to hear the answer. Due to a man's bad odor, we force him to divorce, or more so for sustaining life that we force him. Amma, Bechizkiya, Rabbi Akai, Ba'acha, Rabbi Yasa, Bishim, Rabbi Yochanan, Ha'ima, Eini, Zon, Ve'ini, Ufarnes, Ha'ima, Loi, Oizon, Ufarnes, you should say, Oipata. Bechizkiya, quoting Rabbi Akai, Ba'acha, quoting Rabbi Yasa, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that if one says, I will not feed him, I will clothe her, we tell him either feed and clothed or divorce.